Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Queen's Table Podcast. I'm your host, Marissa J, and today we have got several things to talk about. This is going to be a long episode, y'all. I ain't done one in a while. I was going to start off with what does she go by now? Ling Lin Yu, I guess. I don't know. It's Nicki Minaj's little sister. I was going to get into that maybe another episode. Basically, to sum it up, she's younger. She wants to sing. She wants to rap. She's actually not half bad. And she's probably going to end up taking Nicki's spot. But then something else came up. The Joe Rogan Experience. It used to be exclusively on Spotify, but it has popped over to YouTube now. And so now it's on YouTube. So about around a month ago, this is when it was still just on Spotify. Like, they'll do like the Jerry clips and stuff and put it on YouTube, but not like the entire episode. So anyway, about a month ago, this guy, Sheldon Johnson III, no relation. Okay, none at all. But Sheldon Johnson III, he had just recently gotten out of prison about 8 months ago. And what he was in prison for, well, we'll get into that in a second. He was in prison, and the reason he had gotten 50 years, the judge gave him 50 years. Now, the simple crime, the victim, he's still alive. He ended up needing 2 stitches. That was about it. Surface level, yeah, that sounds crazy. Like, why would he give you 50 years? I'm going to tell you in a minute. But come to find out, this man has been arrested. He done killed a person. He killed a man. His name was Colin Small. Or Little. Wait, hold on. let me not fuck this up too bad. Shit. Lord have mercy. I'm sorry. It's Colin Small. I think I was right the first time. Anyway, the man died. His last words was, "No, please, I have a family." Neighbors heard a gunshot go off. It was a single gunshot. Cause of death was determined, a gunshot to the head, but on some Jeffrey Dahmer shit, they found like body parts in his freezer, like his head and some more shit in his freezer. And like, there was other body parts that he was trying to like, I don't know, I guess he was in the process of dismembering, but and getting rid of things. But why would you put it in your freezer? That's what I want to know. This is on some real sick ass shit. So you're probably wondering, what is this dude's backstory? So, this dude has been a career criminal, okay? Now, Sheldon Johnson Jr., the second, that guy, his daddy was married to his mama, and he was a really bad alcoholic and a crackhead. So, that didn't blow over too easily, right? That didn't blow over too well. He ended up getting remarried. The mom divorced him. He ended up getting remarried, and he ended up molesting his 7-year-old stepdaughter because his wife didn't want to have sex with him no more. And then Sheldon, when he was a kid, he's going through all of this. He's seeing all of this. He's getting beat every day. It's a whole mess. So, and it's his, both of his parents were deaf. His mom was from like Sicily, so like people were already looking at them weird. So, and this is in New York. So, okay, so fast forward, he's in school. He's tired of motherfuckers picking on him because his parents are deaf. He's sick of the bullshit. And, you know, he gets into fights and stuff. They end up sending him, oh no, his teacher was fucking with him. And I can go ahead and say, teachers will fuck with you. Teachers will fuck with you, and it's fucked up. That's why, as a parent, you always got to stay inside their school. Like, make sure that they know who the fuck you are and that you're not playing the dumb shit. Because some teachers, not all teachers, some teachers, they'll fuck with you. So, this teacher was fucking with him, and he was getting sick of it. So, he brought a knife, I believe, to school and tried to stab him. Then, instead of juvie, they sent him off somewhere into, like, some sort of facility. It's a kind of a juvie rehab facility. They were trying to rehabilitate him because they knew that he was going through some shit. But, just kidding, because the people there was molesting him. So, he escaped, and he goes on the run, and he meets up with some guys, and he gets into gangs, and he does horrible things. So, he's in and out of jail, like, a lot, like, a whole lot. He's in and out of jail. I'm sorry. Let me take this all back. It's Sheldon Johnson. He's Sheldon Johnson the second. His daddy was the first. His son is the third, I think. I don't know. But we talking about the Sheldon Johnson, the one that committed the murder, okay? This is him, okay? So, fast forward. He runs away, gets in the gangs, in and out of jail, blase, blase, woo-dee-woo. He goes in. He ends up getting out on a technicality. And everybody thought that he was going to be locked up for a while. So this dude who owed him money, he's, you know, trying to contact him while he was locked up. Dude was ducking him. He gets out, goes to his house. Hey, yo, where's my money? Dude say I don't have it, but he has on new jewelry. Dude robs him. The girlfriend tries to get in the between of it. And, oh no, wait, was this another one? Yeah. The girlfriend tries to get in between them two, and she gets beat up because he's got his dudes with him. So, dude pretty much got pistol whip or whatever. That's the dude that ended up with the two stitches, okay? Girlfriend's still alive, far as I know. So, and he mentioned he had done the same thing to another guy. Now, this is something that I don't even think he was charged with this initially. So he's just sitting up here telling on himself, pleading guilty to all kinds of charges that the police don't know nothing about. So anyways, that's when the judge was like, we're going to give you 50 years. The judge offered the plea bargain was for 23 years. His lawyer was telling him the max is 25. So his lawyer's like, you know, kind of like, why would you take that? He's thinking, why would I take that? That's just 2 years off. He told the judge, I'll take 15 right now. Judge was like, fuck no. So come down to sentencing time, he ends up getting 25 years for each person that he assaulted, right? So 50 years. So he's just like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't even know that we was doing all of this. But yeah, honey, you was sitting there talking, bumping your gums, saying everything in the world that you shouldn't have been saying, like, at all. So he gets his GED, he gets all these degrees and stuff while he's locked up. He's in these programs. He's saying that he's changed. He's reformed this outreach program. What is it called? It's called the Innocence Project. So he goes on the Joe Rogan podcast with the guy that helped him get out, Josh Dubin has been on the Joe Rogan podcast like 7 times. Like, he is always on there. And at first, he would come on there just by himself. But then he started bringing people on. And it's always a black dude. It's always a black guy. But anyhow, he brings these people on to the Joe Rogan podcast and, like, talks about their experience and stuff. And he brought dude on there to talk about how fucked up it was that he got 50 years for, you know, beating up two people. Like, that's crazy. But he goes on to explain how the judge was like, you're a menace. You're a menace. You need to be locked up. And going based off of his history and his family's history, it's just kind of like, no, you did not do you shouldn't have gotten 50 years for that. But he was a well-known, high-ranking gang member. You did something. I don't want to be the one to do that. I really don't. I hate doing that because it's like, but people have come up missing around him. And when you start taking lives away, that's when it's like, okay, but you may not have killed these two people, but you killed somebody. You've been doing a lot of shit, sir. A whole lot of shit. So it's just kind of like, I don't know. I can't agree with the fact that the judge gave him 50 years. It doesn't matter how I feel about it. I'm not a judge, okay? There's a reason why these people are supposed to be elected. It's because they're supposed to go by the letter of the law, and he should not have gotten fucking 50 years. He really shouldn't have. Now, I don't know if the judge looked at his history or not. This was a very long time ago. So... You know, he already served 20 plus. So this is a minute ago. So like, and then his son at 14 years old, him and his buddies go around punching people, punch this Asian student. And the dude, like, delirious from the punch, steps off the sidewalk, gets hit by a car and dies. And it's like, why y'all keep naming y'all's kids the same fucking thing? Like, y'all got to get away from this fucking curse. Because this is wild. The boy is in, well, I don't know if he's a boy now. I don't know how old he is at this point in time. But I know he was 14 when that shit happened. And he ended up getting, shipped off to his mom, who lives in Florida. So I think he did serve probation. I'm not sure, but he got sent off to Florida. So I don't know. Hopefully he cooling right now, but it's like, that's a lot. So I want to talk about, like, so all of that to say this, I want to talk about the fact that how he was talking about the judge. The judge was a black judge, right? And a lot of people they mention it. I'm hearing a lot of commentary where people are mentioning it, but they're not going in depth. A lot of times because I don't really see any black commentators saying anything about this, but he brought up a subject that obviously would not be best discussed in front of just two, or technically three with Jamie, three other white guys in the room, no other black people. And it's just kind of, I'd feel pretty uncomfortable talking about that too. However, this is a topic that does need to be addressed. And it may be an uncomfortable one, but it's something that I think that us as a people really need to dig into. And that's that whole crab in a barrel mentality. And y'all know exactly what I'm talking about when I say crab in a barrel mentality. And that's a very real fucking thing. When I don't think we have a correct term for it. I guess the closest term would probably just be coonery. When there's just outright coonery going on. I don't want to call it racism, because that it doesn't fall under that category. You can be, I guess, racist against your own race. I don't, It's not necessarily that. I'll give a perfect example, okay? My boss, my previous boss, he was a black guy. And the day that I quit, was the day that he brought me into his office. And this is a whole story time thing. I won't get into it right now, but basically, some people had complained, and I guess they didn't like my attitude. And I don't get like Marissa Jane at work. Like, I got some fucking common sense, damn it. But apparently, one of the complaints was that I was walking too aggressively past them. Now, I was the front desk manager, so I had to get from the desk to the office to drop money, to print shit off, to sign paperwork, to drop stuff into his mailbox. Like, I gotta go back there. So, what am I supposed to do? Just stand there and just look meek and no. I stand by what I did. I stand by how I acted and how I reacted. I'm a fucking professional. I know I am. So, but he was very quick to do that. He was very quick to jump my shit about it. And it's like, but you're, I don't want to go into the whole thing, but as far as like how it led up to me quitting, that's a whole story time. But the way that he treated me, and I know that there's a certain type of demeanor that I have to put on. I've got to put on a show for a certain type of people in order to get by. I know I have to. That's like every young professional black woman knows how to do that. So we got to put on a little bit of an act. And he wasn't expecting me to push back. He wasn't expecting me to quit. He was expecting me to just, oh, I'm sorry, like put me in my place, I guess. Yeah, that would be the better term for it. And I don't know, maybe there's a sociologist out there that can give me the appropriate term for this. I don't quite know what it is, but it's a thing. It's a thing in which certain black people not only don't want to see other black people climb, but get a kick out of kicking other black people down. That's a thing. That is a very real thing. And people are kind of bypassing it. I know it's kind of funny, like, ha ha, Joe Rogan has this guy on, and what a piece of shit. And well, I feel bad for Josh Dubin. I feel bad for that guy. Here he is thinking that he did a great fucking thing, and now this guy's getting arrested with fucking body parts in his fucking freezer. It's crazy shit. It's insane. None of that makes any sense. I'm sure he feels really fucking bad about it. But at the same time, a lot of people are just kind of skating over the fact that, yeah, the judge was unfair. I'm not saying that he shouldn't have gotten a harsh sentence. 50 years is excessive. 50 years is excessive for that particular crime. If you wanted to make sure that he stayed in jail for 50 years, get him on the other crimes that he's been doing. Hello? Get him on the other shit. You have to be fair about this. There's no way in hell that that same judge would do the exact same thing for a white guy. Same age, same background, same everything. Oh, well, I gotta follow the law. Oh, it's out of my hands. Like, really? Fucking A. So, instead of just kind of bypassing that because you don't understand, try to put yourself in the shoes of either someone who has or back in the past when you've experienced something like that, because it is a really a very real thing. It is. And it's very, very sad to see. And it's very sad to see that this guy was like super optimistic about doing better and getting better. But and then this happens. It's a sad thing. I mean, like a lot people are making jokes or whatever, but the overall story, it's not funny. Somebody lost their life. And I'm sure that Josh Dubin feels some amount of guilt because he had a personal hand in getting Sheldon Johnson released. I'm not saying that he should feel any kind of guilt about it, but also at the same time, it's like don't pass this up like, oh yeah, the system does eventually work. Like, no, that's not the system working. That's not the system working at all. The system working the system working would be if his father was able to get a decent enough fucking job. You know, if his grand it goes back, he was talking about his lineage. Great grandfather was a either grandfather or great grandfather was a slave. And it's just these from slave to prison to prison to prison to prison, every single fucking generation. It's sad. That's not funny. It's sad. It's very sad. I'm not saying pass the buck off. He is guilty. He's very fucking guilty. And now he's very fucking guilty of this shit. Incredibly guilty. Yes, that's not anything anyone's gonna dispute. But don't kind of chuckle this off as some one-off thing. Like this guy has been passed off to adults that just never gave a fuck. Never. Except for maybe his mom. That's not enough. You need more adults around you that's going to protect you. And this is all that he fucking knows. You hear about stories about how guys spend decades in prison and they finally get out and they're so grateful and they're so happy, and then it's just this fleeting thought of like, okay, now what the fuck do you do now? You have no fucking plan. Or the first time that your plan goes awry and you don't have a plan B or C or D. But the creature that you know how to get there. So it's like, it's so fucked up and sad to see this shit. But it happens. It's fucked up. The full episode is still up on Spotify, but I think it's just the audio only. I think they took the video down. But I think it's episode 2096. So check it out. It's interesting to say the least. TikTok crackdown. Okay, so TikTok. They voted to pass the bill to ban TikTok. Biden said if it comes across his desk, he's gonna sign the bill to ban it. Trump says if it comes across his desk, he is not going to sign it in order to keep the TikToks because he's on the TikTok. So is Joe Biden. Like, and it's like, Biden, if you really thought that it was that big of a fucking deal, then why are you on it? Okay, so if you don't know, if you don't understand what's going on here, yes, the government is trying to ban the TikToks. What they're trying to do is they're trying to send the message. The bill is going to allow for a ban in place for all of America for the TikTok app. They're going to remove it from the Play Store, all of that, if the owner does not sell TikTok to someone that's American approved.
Dead ass. Okay. So, yes, it is true. China does not have like Facebook. There's like a ban on YouTube. Like, they don't get the same kind of shit that we do. The thing about it is they want you to believe as though China is sending you out all of this propaganda through American TikTok, which is true. I'm not saying that that's not a thing. It absolutely is a thing. But guess what? There is just as much propaganda on Facebook, on Instagram, hell, even on Snapchat, if you follow enough fucking people. And if you really think that China isn't already infiltrating, in the past week alone, they have already arrested like three people who had super close ties to like high up government officials. Like, scary bad. Go look it up. Go Google it. It's crazy. It's wild. It's mad nonsense. Mad nonsense. And what they say is, for every crime that they do catch, there's nine others that aren't being caught. Over the past 5 years, China has been ramping up their intelligence and their network here. Absolutely. But over the last month, oh, it's been insane. Every other day, somebody's getting arrested for some sort of Chinese espionage. I promise you, it's wild. It is wild. So, the Chinese can get us propaganda if they want to. But the thing about it is that we've got kids that are calling up governors and senators saying things like, well, what's a Congress? And can I get my TikTok back? And things like that. They don't even know what's going on, but they want their TikTok. They need the TikTok. Gotta have the TikTok, right? It's the magical formula of the TikTok. It hooks you for a reason. Like, they're very smart, they're very crafty in making this app. It's very addictive. And especially to this younger generation who don't know any better. But the thing about it is that Chinese children are not getting the same TikTok that we're getting. It's a different kind of TikTok where they promote education and, proper manners and like daily life shit, like shit that's actually useful. Right now, I think the highest viewed TikTok is a video of strawberries. It's funny because, like, I've been hearing this shit for like the last 20, 30 fucking years. Ooh, Chinese are catching up. Chinese are catching up. And you would be a crackpot conspiracy theorist to say that shit back then. But you turn around and you're like, oh fuck, they're on my heels. They're on our heels, bro. They're on our heels. We're too late. We're too late. Because the owner is not going to fucking sell. That's stupid. That's dumb. Why would he sell? That's dumb. He's not going to fucking sell. Plenty of other countries have banned the TikTok, and it's perfectly fine. They've got other ways. They've been buying up American farmland like so fucking much land here. And it's super nefarious. They have been buying up a lot of fucking land for no reason. Well, they got a reason, I'm sure. But like, it's all very. It's looking very dystopian outside. Speaking of dystopian, Haiti's on fire again. I don't mean to laugh. It's because it's not a funny situation. But right now, and I hate using this, the term gangs. So I'm not going to call them gangs. But just to let you know that if you turn on the news, they're going to call them gangs. I'm going to call them freedom fighters. Because that's exactly what the fuck they are. 200 of Haiti's most violent gangs band together. They put their bullshit aside. Banded together to overthrow the current government. They are wanting free and fair elections. Does that sound like a terrorist activity, a gang-like activity? And because Haiti's like on fire, because they have a long history of you know, getting that they get what they want, they get the free and fair election, and then somebody ends up getting turned by some Western country. And then the government ends up turning sour over the course of several decades. And then you get people like Papa Doc and Baby Doc. And if you don't know who they are, oh dear God, you're in for a ride. But they've had a history of doing this, but it's because of a lot of Western interference, because the West is always like, we know better than you. We know better than you. So come here and let me take you under my wing, because I know better than you know, and we're just going to help you out. But every time, you don't help out. You just make shit worse. And so now they have successfully overthrown the president. He's gone. They stopped all air traffic and everything. Like, they plugged up the airports. Yo, they was not fucking playing, bro. They was not playing. They want to, I'll say this much. Someone has contacted me who is there in Haiti right now. And from their report, from where they're at, okay, it seems as though they're leaving the civilians alone. They're like, yeah, I mean, they're gangs. So, like, they're like, yeah, like, we finna fuck some shit up. But we ain't finna kill y'all. We're not finna torture y'all. Like, it's not that type of thing. I don't know. I'm not there. I don't have no plans of ever going there. Those are strong ass people. My point of all of this is that they are strong as people. Leave them folk alone. Leave them folk alone. Let them figure it out. Just like they did way back in the day at the beginning. Let them figure it the fuck out. Because they got this shit. Just like we had to figure it out whenever. Let me stop saying we, because it obviously wasn't my ancestors. But just like how America had to figure its shit out, and we're still figuring our shit out, but just like America had to begin on its own 2 feet, they gotta begin on their own 2 feet. Like, we can't just keep stepping in every fucking time. Which leads me into the whole military industrial complex. This shit is okay. We've made it so that we cannot survive. Like, our economy cannot survive without being in some sort of cold to warm war. And when I say cold to warm, I mean cold, think Soviet Union, warm wars, like what's going on right now in Ukraine and with Israel and shit. These are warm wars. These are proxy wars. And we continuously get ourselves in the middle of shit, or sit on the sidelines. I think they're realizing now, hey, we don't actually, now that we pulled out of Afghanistan and now that we actually out of the Middle East, we don't have anything else to fund how we've been surviving these last 20 years. So now what do? We can't get into another hot war. We can't do another false flag. We can't do another 9/11. So what do? Oh, okay, we'll do the next best thing. We will make sure that we sit on the sidelines of all of these proxy wars. The thing about it is that wars happen all of the time. They are everywhere, always. There's a war. Somewhere in the world, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of wars brewing. Everywhere. Everybody is at war with somebody. But before, we had our hands busy with the oil over in the Middle East that we didn't have time to stick our nose in nobody else's business, really. I know it seems like nobody was fucking up, but niggas was fucking up in other countries. I promise you that. So it seems as though nobody was really fucking up, but they were. They were. We just had our hands full. Now that we ain't got our hands full no more, we need something to do. We need to be able to make sure that our economy stays afloat. Because right now, it's been draining for a long time. The inflation here has gone up so ridiculously high. It makes no sense. So, we have to involve ourselves. Think, I know you guys hate it whenever I do this, but think about Tony Stark, right? Iron Man, okay? Tony Stark, I know. But listen. Don't roll your eyes at me. Listen. Tony Stark he manufactured weapons, okay? And when he got into the shit, when he was deep into the shit, he realized, oh no. Also, the bad guys have weapons. So maybe this isn't the route that I should be going down, right? He had that whole epiphany, and then he changed up his whole set, his whole belief set. I don't think we're ever going to get there, because I think that our government is, doesn't like to stray from what they don't know. They don't like to try new things. They like to try things that they know are proven to be successful for them. So I don't really see an out. I see a lot of instigation. Like right now, okay, Putin is threatening to take back Alaska from us. I'm so not joking. Putin is threatening to take back Alaska. Like right now. Go look it up. Go Google it. Do your research. He's threatening to take back Alaska. I know I talked to you guys about the North Pole and how that's important right now, because due to climate change, which is a natural thing, but due to climate change, the fucking North Pole is melting, and that's going to open up a brand new waterway that our civilization has never experienced before. That's new trade routes. That's new all kinds of shit. We ain't never been out there on a boat before. It's all been ice. It's melting now. Now we can get on a boat. Now we can go underwater. Now we can do shit out there. So, of course, every country is racing to get as close to the North Pole as possible. And Russia ain't got it. Well, Russia got a couple of dogs in the fight, but they want to be able to have the majority. They need Alaska. That's why they finna take it. If we're busy with Ukraine and Israel and now fucking Haiti, and then think about the insane migrant issue we're about to have. We got boots on the ground in Haiti, y'all. I don't know if you knew that or not, but they put boots on the ground in Haiti. Yeah. And apparently we're having some sort of hand along with like a bunch of other countries in figuring out who's gonna and not figuring out who's gonna rule next. They're gonna be the de facto president. These multiple heads of different countries are gonna be de facto president for Haiti. Fucking why? Leave them alone. They're only doing it so that way Haiti can end up owing them fucking money. But then guess what's gonna happen? China finna swoop in. China finna be like, listen, check it out. We got manufacturing. We have money. Here's some money. Here's some weapons. Arm yourself. Defend yourself. We're not gonna fight for you. But here's the shit to do it. Y'all better come out on top. And when you come out on top, we're not gonna ask to fuck with your elections and shit. Y'all do what y'all fucking please. We just need this port over here for the next 99 years. Sign this fucking contract. Boom. We in business, baby. I'm not gonna be like them. I'm not gonna hurt you, baby. They're gonna swoop in all sweet. They're gonna riz the fuck out of Haiti. Watch. And then while all of this is happening, who's looking at North Korea? I'll throw a wild card out there for you. Who's looking at Japan? Who is looking at Japan? You know, Adolf Hitler, when he was chancellor, when Adolf Hitler was chancellor, he implemented a lot of programs for the youth. And these were like camping and boot camp and, strength training and all these kind of like fun things for kids, track and field, like all of the things, right? But secretly, he was building an army. That's how he grew his army so fucking quick. Japan's not allowed to have no fucking army, right? That deal hasn't ran out, right? Yo. 'Cause they always feeling froggy. Throughout history, they have always felt froggy. So who the fuck is looking at Japan? What the fuck is they doing? Hawaii, watch out. Watch the fuck out. Oh, yeah, it's looking pretty dystopian outside. I don't know what to tell you. It is what it is. I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up in about 45 minutes. Hey, look at her. All right, so check it out. Last little bit of info before I head up out of here. I am rolling out a new podcast. It is going to be called FTP Podcast. Only audio. Only audio. FTP Podcast. Fuck this place is what it stands for. It's just going to be quitting stories. Quitting stories all day, every day. So if you want to send me any kind of quitting stories, you want to be on an episode or whatever. You can email me your quitting story at tqtpodcast@gmail.com or tqtpod@gmail.com. Either or, I check both of them daily. I'm probably going to get an email for the other one. Yeah, I should probably work on that. But anyways, that podcast is going to roll out on Saturdays. So, okay, y'all know how I be. It's already done. It's done. It's done. It's recorded. It's up. It's a but will it stay that way? Girl, I don't know. But I'm gonna do my best because I'm only one person. All right. Get it on Spotify. It's not gonna be heard everywhere. I know some of y'all check me out on iHeart and I think Spreaker. There's a couple of other ones that Anchor doesn't automatically distribute. Actually, no, it's no longer Anchor. It's Spotify now. So I'm with Spotify. So definitely gonna be on Spotify. All of the major ones. and whatnot. But yeah, that's it from me, y'all. Bye.